This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business Strategy Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a world-class athlete and business builder, Nate Parsons. We're going to talk to Nate a little bit about his business, what he's doing, how he stays motivated, and more. Nate, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. First off, thanks for having me. Name is Nate Parsons, and I am the principal of a company called Home Court Advantage.
Well, thank you. And how did you get into this business? How did you start this business?
Sure. So I was a teaching professional for a long time and tore my shoulder and was introduced to the sport of a company that does athletic facilities for residential and commercial from someone who played paddle and was brought into that and knew I always wanted to stay in the athletic world in some way. And this allowed me to stay into building athletic experiences.
In what's your best advice? I mean, you've been sort of a world-class athlete. You're a business founder. Your best advice for somebody starting a business?
You know, I've always taken the philosophy for both playing and business is I was very good at partner selection. So I think who you surround yourself by really dictate how the outcome's going to go. And so for me, on a competitive side, I always played above the rim of who my partner was. Overachieved on that, and success-wise, building a really strong team around me has created the success we've had so far.
Gotcha. So really the best advice, it goes with best people. Having the best people on your team is the best way to be successful. Is that a fair statement?
Correct. I think you're going to have a great idea and plan and execution, but who you surround yourself with. And in our world, it's construction. You know, if I'm not going to have the best installers or the best material, we'll fail. I can give you the dream, but it can turn into a nightmare if we don't have, you know, all the components around us that make us successful. And I would say from a business side, surrounding, you know, if you're looking to create something, do I cover all those parts? Because if there's a leak in the boat, that business will fail.
In as you founded your own business, and as you moved from sort of like world-class athletics personally into business, how do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out? How do you stay excited about it?
I think the incredible part for what this business is where I enjoyed from the teaching and playing part was the giving back, seeing people, you know, progress. And for what I get to be is bringing something into people's lives where I'm increasing family time, where, you know, people are turning their phones off and turning sports on. So the competitiveness for me is to keep pushing that into where technology sort of really started taking over, getting people to go and play and creating an atmosphere that's not only safe, but also fun to be part of.
The lessons that you talk about in the home court advantage and sort of turning off the digital everything and spending time athletically and with family, how much of that are you able to practice with your own growing family?
You know, I would say for anyone, and I'm sure everyone that's listening, it's the biggest challenge because you're always, you know, being brought in some way, somehow into whether it's work or outside environment. You know, I've made a conscious effort that I give myself and started small 20 minutes. I turn off my phone. Apple Watch goes off and be able to do a activity with, you know, I've got three amazing kids to have them participate, whether it's go shoot hoops, you know, do a physical activity with them that we sort of practice the team building. But it wasn't easy. You know, your phones are always ringing, but really trying to do 20 minutes every day with them, which I think carries tons of weight in terms of family and, you know, gathering together.
Is it good for you or challenging for you as you start to see your children eclipse you athletically?
You know, luckily, you know, when you, a good call always carries a lot of weight right there. As you get older, you get crafty. And I've been around a lot of crafty guys. So it'll be a hard torch to pass up. We still can just leg them out, but, you know, my 8, 9, 11-year-old are definitely looking forward to kicking their dad in the butt and watching me sort of chase them.
Well, good, good. I take it won't be that many years till that happens, but good for them to watch. That you've had great success in business and in athletics. Anyone that you look to that you're inspired by, that you're excited, sort of, that gets you excited, that is inspiring to you?
You know, it's a great question. And I think the key, you know, I look at my dad and the transition that he sort of had, where he had his own printing business, then he became a teacher, and, you know, now he's the best retired guy I've ever gone to. But he always has something sort of pushing him. And, you know, the people I look up to are the people that are working for me to watch how hard they grind, you know, because to be able to get the job set and everything, but, you know, really looking up to the guys that are working for me day to day because they're pushing, you know, and they're striving on that, and good mentors around. But I think that's probably the biggest thing to look is, you know, the guy that wakes up every morning, shows up, grinds it out, and then comes and does the exact same thing the next day.
Right. The person who really does the sort of, I call it blue collar, is an anachronism, whatever. Somebody wakes up at lunch, but guy does their job every single day. And also your fathers, you saw make transitions in business, which in today's world, all of us at some point are going to make transitions. There's no way around it. So fascinating. And then, Nate, any setbacks that you faced, and how did you recover from those setbacks?
Sure. And you know, I think that the question before carries to this, you know, the setbacks that, you know, we've had in any business is, you know, you have a vision and a dream of how you want it to go. And in our world of, you know, athletic construction, you know, you're dependent upon your installers to make that, you know, dream happen. And, you know, I think early on for us, which was a great lesson from my dad, was, you know, things are going to happen and how to move through it. So an install doesn't happen because the guy didn't show, you know, different elements from that uncontrollable situations. But, you know, at the end of the game, you know, it's going to go. But I'd say the biggest for many businesses, that the uncontrollable, let it be uncontrollable and just flow with it.
And be able to respond to things that you can't control. And
right.
And keep a game face on and be positive and move forward.
Yeah, I think there's no better solution than communication. And I think everyone from, I don't care what business it is, things are going to happen. And I think the quicker you can deal with that issue and provide the solution to it, you will grow your business every day.
Now, you've won national titles in platform tennis. Who's the best and worst partner you've ever played with?
So, which if you heard it, so there's Mark Parsons, who is my brother from another mother, and he is the national champion Parsons. For, you know, he's probably the best. You know, we have a 1-1 record with each other. The class on the court for what he's done is off the charts. You know, I think the sign, you love competing to see the true in and out of how a person's going to be. But I'd say Mark Parsons by far. And he's, you know, got a great last name too.
So he's the best partner you've ever had. And a colleague of mine in New York, Dan Wilson, plays with him some. And now, who's the worst partner you've ever had?
Boy, you know, I've had to teach them over at Northmore. And there's this Scott Becker guy that, you know, I've had to utilize every bit of my athletic ability to be able to win any game out there. You know, I would say the worst partner I've ever had could be myself. You know, I could lose at any time. So the awesome part I love about paddle is it's so team driven. And so I'd have to say a self-inflicted, the little guy on my shoulder is the worst partner I've ever had.
Yeah, no, I'd appreciate the recovery from throwing me under the bus, but I asked for it. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's fair to say that you on your worst day is a million times better partner than me on my best day. So it's fair to call me the worst partner ever and you to call yourself. It's an unfair statement to criticize yourself because you're magnificent in athletic skill and everything you do. Let me ask you a different question. Your top keys to success in business and in life.
You know, don't be afraid to give that little extra effort, you know, looking beyond just what that initial scope is. I've found the business and just in life and in business, the ability to give back. You know, for the company that I started, a big thing is giving back to projects, you know, with charities. And I think if you surround yourself with that right people, you know, it's not always about who you would think, but, you know, creating that circle of trust around you with people that have the same internal philosophies, you're going to go far, far distance.
No, and we think that's great. I mean, so much of it comes down to right people, right attitude, trying to do the right thing. One of the things I love that you said was not being afraid to give that extra effort. I mean, so many people in life sometimes shy away from that because they're afraid, you know, what if I try so hard and I don't do well? What if people don't think I'm cool for trying so hard, whatever it is? But not being afraid to give that extra effort. And obviously, everything is about people and teams and so forth. So, Nate, just a great pleasure visiting with you today. I always learn something talking to you. Just a pleasure to visit with you. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate the time.